Australian and Chinese scientists have begun a multi-million dollar partnership to curb the scarcity of staple foods. The scientists are very ambitious. Together, they're looking for new ways to lift wheat, rice and corn production by up to 50%. Adrian Francis reports.
Within 40 years, the world's population is tipped to reach 9 billion. That's a forecast increase of 75 million people each year. In China alone, the predicted growth is staggering.
In China, as you know, we're a developing country and agriculture is very important. By 2030, our population will be 1.5 billion. That's the huge increase, about 20% of the current population. So we need to really do a good science to actually to produce enough food.
The Chinese Academy of Sciences, Yongbao Shui, and he's well aware that booming populations mean soaring demand for food and other resources. The world has already witnessed what happens when food scarcity and rising commodity prices collide. Haiti, Indonesia, Cameroon and Mozambique have all been racked by violent food riots. The CSIRO is predicting global crop yields need to double within 50 years to meet food demand.
It's that sort of large jump that we need in order to be able to cope with the increasing demands that are going to be placed on agriculture going forward.
Dr. Jeremy Burton heads up CSIRO's Plant Industry Division. His researchers are collaborating with the Chinese Academy of Science to lift food production. They're trying to fast-track plant breeding of improved wheat, rice and corn varieties.
What we're looking for in this particular project is to look for opportunities or characteristics which will give us a quantum leap, a sort of a 20% or more increase in yield at a single step.
The collaboration has the backing of Jock Laurie. He's the president of the Peak Organisation representing Australian farmers.
Australia doesn't have a problem with food security. We export about 60% of what we produce, but we do have a responsibility to feed many millions of people around the world. People are going into the marketplace and buying what we're producing, so obviously they're requiring it.
Researchers are hoping to engineer the perfect plant. They say understanding the genetic makeup of cereal crops is the key.
There will be things that we learn through use of genetic modification, genetic GM technology, which we can then turn around and use that to identify individual genes which we can then pull out.
They're trying to identify the genes which control yield, growth and tolerance to drought and poor soils.
If we look back to the Green Revolution, that was a huge leap in productivity in cereals, in wheat and rice and so forth. And I believe that we can generate another Green Revolution as a consequence of the application of modern biological techniques.
The Australian and Chinese governments have together pledged $2 million over the next 3 years for the project, but it is likely to require many tens of millions of dollars.
Adrian Francis with that report.